Do you feel like there's something missing from your content, or that the methodologies that you believe you should be following feel so wrong to you? Well, I want you to listen to that feeling. In this episode, I cover the importance of creating content with heart, not just content based on a formula or someone else's strategy or taking content straight from AI. Because when you learn to trust yourself, believe in your intuition, then that's when your content will start to come from the heart. And when you create this type of content, which reflects the true you, is empathetic, connecting, valuable, and consistent, then so many shifts will occur for you. By taking a holistic approach to content marketing that incorporates mind and soul alongside the heart, it's going to make it so much easier to bring more you to your content. Powerful Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. I acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country that I am recording from today. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters. I pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all First Nation people listening today. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 114 of the Powerful Content Podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and having me in your ears for the next, 15 minutes or so, or perhaps less if you listen to podcasts on 1.5 speed like me. Does anyone else do that? Send me a DM if you're a fast listener. Let me know that I'm not alone. Because my family laugh at me when I watch webinars or trainings at 2x speed. So I don't know. Does that say something about me? I don't know. Anyway, let's get into today's show about creating content with heart and why I believe that it's important to take a holistic approach to your content creation by combining this with mind and soul. But more on that later. So what do I mean when I talk about content with heart? Well, I think that there's probably five elements of content that has heart. It's a reflection of you, it's empathetic, it connects, it provides meaningful value, and it's consistent as well. So that first point, it's a real reflection of you. Your content should really reflect your true self and your values. So that means being honest about your experiences, your opinions, your expertise. Because when you're trying to be like someone else or someone who you think you should be, that's really hard work. My son had a very interesting lesson about being the real you this week. He has spent some time looking into university courses. He knows what area he wants to study, and he's known this for a very long time. And he also has his university preferences, but he hasn't really looked into the specialty of that area very deeply. Now, one of his mates suggested that he should choose the specialty that makes a lot of money. But this happens to be in an environmentally questionable industry. So my son asked me what I thought about this. We then posed the question to the family at dinner time as well. But knowing that he is a beautiful human with a strong moral compass, we had a great discussion on the pros and cons of fast accumulation of wealth versus not feeling great about the work that you're doing every single day. And my husband and I spoke about our choices that we made early on in our careers and what drove us to choose the university courses that we did and the lessons that we'd learned along the way. But in the end, he uncovered ways that he could do good in that questionable industry with a different specialty of the area that he's looking to study. And I thought that this was a really great example of digging into what feels right for you, understanding the values, in this case, wealth versus the environment, and exploring a problem from
a different perspective, from a different angle. Too often you get caught up in the shoulds of life, including your content, without checking in if it feels really aligned to who you are. Who cares if someone is telling you that you need to cold DM all of your followers in order to be successful, or perhaps create a certain type of reel with a particular hook so that you can go viral? If it's not you and showing the real you, then it's a hard no in my books. Now, I believe that content has the power to connect us all, and I think it's important that we're stepping into that first part of powerful content, of good versus evil, right from the very beginning. And if you want to know more about the different parts of powerful content, then head over to Amazon and purchase The Power of Content. In my book, I also talk about how I avoid the news. Now, some people see this as being naive or misinformed. I think it's about protecting who I am and protecting my mental well-being. Picking up on emotional energy is hard when you feel everything. Now, it's this same type of energy, that being empathetic, that you could bring to your content. When you understand the challenges, the desires, and the possibilities that you create in your ideal client's life, then that acknowledgement and validation shows that you genuinely care about their well-being and success. I think that so many times we approach the idea of transformations, that's the challenges, desires, and possibilities that you create, from a very transactional and tick-the-box perspective. Instead, lean into your empathetic abilities and show your audience you know exactly how they feel. Now, to me, the most obvious trait of content with heart is about connection. It's about being that empathetic person and being your genuine self. And this will automatically foster a sense of connection with your audience. So content with heart shares personal stories, asks questions, and encourages interaction as well. It's about helping your audience feel seen, feel heard, and feel understood as well. Now, the fourth element of creating content with heart is about meaningful value. Now, time and time again, I see content that is created simply because someone said that they should, or it's from a templated caption or a swipe file and doesn't show those strategic elements of connecting, subscribing, nurturing, or converting, which we'll talk about in a moment. Please provide content that offers real value to your audience. Focus on using that empathetic power, solving their challenges, and help them achieve their goals. Not use templates and formulas, or use it as a tick-the-box exercise approach to content creation. This is about human-to-human connection. And the last element is consistency. Now, I know that this is a big, ugly, often scary part of creating content, let alone content with heart. But when you're seen often and regularly and in a way that really, truly represents your brand, so that's your beliefs, your values, your personality, your voice, then you'll be moving your ideal client through that client journey more quickly to becoming that raving paying fan. And it's this client journey that's one of the reasons why you need to create content from the heart. The other is all about differentiation. But let's talk about the client journey. Firstly, if creating content from the heart is about genuineness, connection, empathy, being valuable and consistent, then this is exactly what you need to move your ideal client through that journey from not knowing anything about you all the way through to becoming that raving paying fan. It makes perfect sense that in order to attract an aligned audience and gain those paying clients that you love to work with, that your content will be from the heart, not templated, not formulaic content. It's through the client journey that you pass through those five stages of connect, subscribe, nurture, convert, and onboard. And if you want to know more about the client journey, head back to a very early episode, episode 3, Why Sales Funnels Suck, which interestingly is one of my most downloaded episodes. So those phases or stages of the client journey are first to connect with your ideal client. So that's about giving them an opportunity to identify with you. So that's pulling out the real you. It's showcasing exactly who you are without pretending to be like someone else. The next phase is subscribe. And you can do this by showing your ideal clients empathy, by providing a lead magnet that actually solves their challenge that they have right now, because you can empathize with them and you know exactly what they're going through. This will have them join your email list. The third phase of the client journey is about nurture. So here we can use consistency and meaningful value to continue to remind them of your empathy to their situation and then convert. This is about being the real you once again and then making the offer. Showcase how others have felt and what they've achieved by working with you. Now, the client journey is the first reason that you need to create content from the heart. The second is to showcase your uniqueness. Now, in a world where you are designed and want to fit in and belong, showing how you're different is not an easy thing to do. Historically, those that have stood out either get cut down to size or are shunned from the community in order to maintain the order and perpetuality of the group. So I really understand how difficult standing out, being different, and telling people why you're different can be. When I first started in business, I really wanted to maintain that professionality and showcase an image that everything in my business was perfect. But do you know what? That's not true, is it? You go through ups and downs, seasons of life, stretches where everything feels difficult, or you just can't show up online. Now, I'm not saying that you need to highlight all the things that are going wrong in your business or life. That's not necessarily creating content with heart either, unless it's something that you think by sharing the story will show empathy with your audience or give them some sort of inspiration, motivation, or meaning. But creating content with heart is about having the courage and confidence to talk about your beliefs, your values, your message that matters, and thought leadership, all of which we'll talk about in just a moment. But when you have this and a personal connection to your purpose, why you do what you do and what you're hoping to achieve with it, then that's when the content will easily flow from the heart. There will definitely be people out there that disagree with you. Heck, I've had people tell me I'm crazy talking about being more you with your content, and the content is all about following a specific set of rules or formulas in order to be successful. But I truly do not believe this. I think that you can be successful at your business without compromising who you are at heart, especially when it comes to creating content. Now, the client journey and showcasing your uniqueness are so important in today's online business world. As content gradually becomes more same-same and driven by robots and AI instead of feelings, human feelings, if you can learn to give over more of your heart with your content and create human connection through things like stories, then that's what's going to make you stand out from your competitors. Now, for a bit of fun, I decided to go and ask ChatGPT if it could describe feelings. And here's its response. While I don't possess feelings myself, I'm adept at describing and understanding the concept of emotions based on the vast amount of information that I've been trained on. I can provide descriptions, explanations, and analysis of feelings drawing from a wide range of sources, including literature, psychology, and personal experiences shared with me. If you need help understanding or expressing feelings in a particular context, feel free to ask. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that that is a really wordy way of saying, I do not feel. I can talk about what feelings may look like, but I can't feel them myself. So by all means, yes, use AI. I'm all for using it. I use it in my business for content creation and strategy, but knowing how to create content with heart will elevate your content, take it to the next level, and help it stand out from all that same content that's currently being created with AI. And if you want to know whether your content marketing has heart, then go and take my brand new quiz and find out whether you're working in the heart, mind, or soul zone and what you should focus on next to bring all those pieces of the content marketing puzzle together. Okay, so now you understand the principles of creating content with heart and why it's so important. What are the practical things that you can do? Because, you know, I'm not just about learning, but about implementing as well. And I want you to take away some actual things that you can implement into your business. So creating content with heart requires you to know your values, know your core beliefs, have a message that matters, and to develop your thought leadership. Now, when I talk about knowing your values, I mean like really knowing them. And then just not knowing them, not just writing them down, but really understanding how you bring them to life through your business. What do they look like? It's not enough to just say that these are your values, but how do you showcase them and why should your ideal client care? The second thing is about knowing your core beliefs, and this is another big one, but something so many gloss over. It's not enough to say that you believe in something. but rather you need to demonstrate how you bring this together. For example, one of my core beliefs is that when you move from a transactional based approach to content marketing to one that's built on relationships, you experience personal and business growth. Now, today's piece of content, this podcast episode, is a perfect example of showcasing this for you right now. I'm illustrating how to focus on relationships through content from the heart. I'm talking about relationship-based client journeys. I'm talking about changes that I've experienced allowing more of me to shine through. In The Power of Content, I talk more about my other core beliefs and how I bring them to the table. So that third practical thing that you can do is to create a message that matters, not just a magnetic one, a message that matters. Once you know your values and beliefs, your message just flows from this. And if you want to know more about messaging, go back to episodes 32 and 65. But just know that having the three components of who, your ideal client, what, so that's understanding the possibilities that you create in your ideal client's life by using empathy to link to their challenges and desires. And then the why, which is undoubtedly the missing piece from most people's message, is your values and beliefs. When you put those three things together, this results in a message that is not only aligned to who you are as a person, but also attracts the right people into your world. And then that fourth practical tip I can give you is to learn to develop your thought leadership. Now, this is exactly what content with heart is. Thought leadership is an extension of your core beliefs and message, and really showcases through things like frameworks or research why your way of thinking is so different to the rest of your industry. And once again, if you want to check whether you have all of these pieces humming together nicely to create content with heart, go and check out my new quiz. So now we know the elements of content with heart, why it's important, and what it actually looks like. How can you become more successful with it to grow your business? And for me, the answer to this question is super simple. It's about taking a holistic approach. For far too long, I know that you've followed all the experts out there that all tell you that their slice of the content marketing world or the online business world is the most important, and that you need to follow their particular formula in order to have that 10K month or six-figure business or whatever crazy thing that they're sprouting. But what happens when we try to take on all these pieces is that we end up with a content marketing strategy that has significant holes. So just like focusing solely on one platform, let's just say Instagram, this may have really positive impacts on your business because where you have focus, you have action, and where you have action, you have momentum. But not having other parts of your content ecosystem working for you in lots of different ways is a significant waste of your time. So if you haven't got a lead magnet in place or an email marketing system in place, then it's going to be really difficult to take your ideal client on that client journey with you. So if we're just bringing content with heart to our content marketing, then yes, we're on track for that human connection and aligned people joining your audience. But unless you're using your mind, that's the purposeful, strategic actions and systems that you put in place, and your soul, which is about that community building aimed to inspire the collective whole, then it's a waste of your time. Go back to episode 112 if you want to learn more about how taking this holistic approach to content marketing can increase your confidence. Once again, if you're curious if there's holes in your content creation and strategy or feel like there is something missing, but you can't pinpoint exactly what it is, go and take my brand new quiz to determine that missing link and find out how you can create a more holistic and therefore so much easier approach to your content marketing. And once you've done all of this, it's all about the doing. It's about taking action and being consistent as you're building habits into your working life. Build your credibility, practice your thought leadership, and give your ideal client the opportunity to go on that journey with you. Do all the things that you need to do to achieve your goals. But above all else, be more you with your content. Talk soon. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, Hell, Mel, stop talking. I'm ready to work with you now. Here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join the Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google the Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Hop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.